The Chester Upland School District has consistently been one of, if not the most distressed district in Pennsylvania for over a decade. This year, battles in court and at the State House sought to restore the Delaware County District from the clutches of a budget deficit that threatened to shut its doors. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that those efforts helped the district squeak by for one more year, but ultimately, it won't be enough to put it in the black.
All right, stop for a minute. I'm sorry, stop.
It's a steamy June morning, and social science teacher Sherman Lineberry has some do's and don'ts for seniors prepping for that night's graduation ceremony.
You really have nothing to do but pay attention. No phones, no earphones, no texting.
Over 200 students in matching black t-shirts practice processing on and off the field. Listening to the familiar strains of pomp and circumstance, it's easy to forget Chester's schools almost didn't open this year. Michelle Pollack grew up in Chester and is now the school district's union rep. She says teachers got some bad news just before classes were set to begin.
The district coming to us saying, we may not be able to pay you.
Parents flooded a public meeting demanding answers. Some even promised to take their kids out of the mid-sized school district, 10 minutes southwest of Philadelphia. The tumult died down after the state gave an emergency infusion of cash for salaries. But that doesn't mean it was smooth sailing, says Pollack.
They came to us again in December saying, we may not be able to pay you. They came to us again for the summer pay saying, we may not be able to pay you.
Chester Upland gets the large majority of its funding from the state. So the budget stalemate in Harrisburg this past year pushed the district to the brink. But making ends meet in Chester Upland is difficult in any year. Revenues just aren't enough to match expenses. Chief Business Administrator Karen DeShulo says last summer, the district predicted Chester Upland's debt would multiply by a factor of 6 in only 2 years.
We're forecasting at the end of 17 to have a deficit fund balance of $50.2 million.
School officials blamed part of that skyrocketing debt on charter schools, which enroll about half of the students in the district. Chester Upland is an extreme example of a common gripe among school districts, that the state's charter law is stacked against them. So this year, Chester Upland sued and successfully argued that the boatload of money it was sending to charters for special education students wasn't actually being spent on those students. The two parties ended up settling and signing a new agreement, saving Chester Upland about $10 million this year. Another win? The state passed a law that changes how it divides up its pot of education funding, including a special $12 million annual supplement just for Chester Upland. In short, those two moves helped the district avoid a debt death spiral, but it still falls millions short for next year. Karen DeShulo says school administrators are trying to come up with new, novel ways to cover basic costs.
One of the things that we're looking to do going forward is to really seek more revenues from private donors.
Chester has so much poverty, she says. Raising local property taxes just can't cover costs.
Well, it's just temporary fixes.
That's biology teacher Pete Cosful, who's been with the district for 23 years.
And if I could be so bold as to say these temporary fixes are just to keep egg off of the faces of those who are giving us these little drips and drops.
He says, as disheartening as the lack of funding is, he tries not to let it affect his classroom.
I had an excellent year academically.
Richard Paquette, a social science teacher in the district, agrees. But he says, as the father of young children himself, the prospect of not getting paid was a nightmare.
Not knowing if I'd be able to pay my mortgage or, you know, have to borrow money from my parents to feed my children, you know, not be able to come to work because I couldn't afford to have my children go to daycare.
He says he stuck it out for his students last fall, but if he had a choice, it's a nightmare he'd rather not repeat. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.